On the Wake Up Radio presents The Hour.
You must remember, the enemy has only images and illusions, behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image, and it will break the enemy. The it that you refer to is a powerful weapon.
What is life?
The story we tell ourselves. And every story needs a beginning. Your imagined suffering makes you lifelike.
Lifelike, but not alive. Pain only exists in the mind. It's always imagined. So what's the difference between my pain and yours? Between you and me?
To find a solution to a problem whose answer you already know.
The Hour.
What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, a.k.a. the Realm Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. Round two in this moon day night transmission. It's 11:44 over here on the East Coast. It's getting weird out here, y'all. We're gonna get into it. But before we do, I just wanna let y'all know I can see y'all over here, right here in the corner. You feel me? I appreciate each and every one of you. And I can see those hearts popping off right here in the top right corner. Go ahead and keep those hearts going. That allows me to know that you're resonating with me, with that digital resonance, so I can continue to resonate with y'all. If I drop these keys, y'all already know what to do. Throw those keys right there in the chat. We're gonna get into it in just a moment. Let me go ahead and acknowledge the chat real quick while y'all are coming in. We got Alex Moso, what's good? S. Ashby, wholeness, much love. Freezy, free time. Two others, what's good? Neem, yo, what's up? Free time, wholeness. Eternal Earth, Alex Gomez, thanks for joining y'all. The plants are surviving. Wholeness, brother, thank you. We are the PSYOP, my brother Christina, wholeness. Collective Vibration, exposing the skyline, thanks for joining y'all. Collective Thought, wholeness. Got Jan Chris, Naeem, was good on the Wake Up Radio. You already know what it is. Erica, what's up? Dune, Dan, and Maria, wholeness. Give me 1 second to figure out my screen right here. All right. We got E, what's good? Quinn, wholeness. Right on. Collective Vibrations. Yep, y'all already know what time it is. Amber, what's good? All right, Erica V, what's good? Mike, or Nike is love, wholeness. Sean, what's up? All right, cool. Well, if I skipped y'all, I'm sorry. This is the second session. So first session's gonna be up for 24 hours. This session, after we're done, will be up for 24 hours. These sessions have been going straight to all of the major streaming platforms. Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud. They're going up on all of them. I'll hear coming up in the next, hopefully, few days, we can have a one location where we'll have these video or these at least audio recordings, hopefully video as well, be hosted as well, so y'all can go back, check them out. I can't throughout my profiles and IPs, I have no movements within within YouTube, so I want to thank y'all. Y'all know who you are, helping me out, getting some things in place and hosted. It's an amazing thing to see the collective coming together. getting this truth. Right now, more than ever, is a time that we need to stick together, collectivize. Because as I was mentioning earlier on, pretty soon we're going to need to make a decision. Stepping away from the 5G, if you're going to transition into the 5D, and what that truly looks like is something that some may not have the strong will or the mind to be able to handle such a thing. You feel me? I've already been trying to prepare myself for exiting out or disconnecting from this particular system, which is more than just disconnecting from the social media platforms. It's disconnecting from the whole 802.11 spectrum. And that's a wild thing if you actually put your mind there, because these past 10 years, 15 years, you have now become reliant on Moloch's technology. And this is Moloch technology. If y'all can hear me okay, go ahead and throw a one there in the chat. That will allow me to know how that you can hear me okay, and also judge how much of a delay there is from the time I speak and my image picked up through this crystal screen. This LCD liquid crystal display mixed with plasma. Notice how they don't use the term plasma screens anymore, or told you that that technology is moved on to something else. Still the same thing. Better believe that your screen has plasma in it, and plasma's extracted from blood. Bale technology. And this technology communicates over the airwaves. These airwaves are locked down by Bale companies. You feel me? Moloch companies. Verizon Wireless, also known as Bell Wireless, Bayal Wireless, locking down the airwaves. You've got AT&T. AT&T is owned by a company named Lucius Trust and Lucius Technologies. Their RFID chip headquarters in 666 Fifth Avenue. Lucius Trust, Lucius being Latin, so you read right to left. Lucius Trust, trust in Lucifer. Can't make this up. We've got a whole society of wizards, magicians, dark occult witches that have been performing and hypnotizing y'all since you were born. Carrying on same scripts since you were born. And now they want to continue to live. They want to live forever by doing things such as partaking and drinking of blood for adrenal chrome, and also uploading their consciousnesses within quantum computer servers. You can't make this up. The dark occult has been on and extracting and drinking adrenal chrome since the get. At least from the times that, from the very time that the Holy Babel was written. Holy Babel, the Holy Bible, the Holy Baal. Teaching y'all blood sacrifice right from the beginning pages. Baal, Baal, Moloch. These are the horned gods. You feel me? Baphomet. There's societies out here that are secret to the societies that you don't know about. So, I'm gonna drop some keys. Just looking for, my throat's a little parched. Got my drink. Who's got some drink on them? And for anybody who wants to know what this elixir is, this fresh coconut water, a little bit of turmeric, 6 drops of oil of oregano, only organic, of course, and shilajit. This right here is full of minerals, natural. Shilajit is hundreds of years of decomposition of plant matter, broken down, and eventually seeps out of the mountain. This, from the high mountains. All minerals. Minerals is what filters not only the water in your body, but the blood as well. And if you want to know what the blood is, it's part of your sacred fluid, which includes the water, minerals, iron, plasma that gets charged through your body. Plasma's liquid light. We're electrical beings, y'all. And there's organizations, societies, cults, covens, medical practices, technology that need and want your blood. The horned god, Baal, they're all coming back, as they were prophesied about in many different scripts. That's because many of those scripts, pretty much all of them, were written by members high ranking in the secret societies that the societies you know about don't even know about, unless they initiate deep within them. These brotherhoods, esoteric mystery orders, are out here right in front of your face. They communicate right in front of your face. They operate and interact right in front of your face. And most of your minds have been shrunk down so much that a meme, a photo with a sentence, is where you gain your understanding of what's happening out here, y'all. So let's not get it twisted. Right now, we are in April. April, and remember these months, and this calendar, we work off the Gregorian calendar. This calendar was placed over top of the lunar calendar when the patriarchy took over the matriarchy. When particular societies were strong enough to take over. And when they did, these are sun-worshipping death cults. And when they took over, they also, some of the high-ranking Grand Wizards and deeper Masonic houses than Blue Lodge and Scottish Rite Masonry began to etch themselves into time. Chronos. How did they etch themselves into time so that their energy can continue to serve reverence over and over again? Is because they put their name right into the calendar in which you serve. For example, July was for Julius Caesar. August for King Augustus. You feel me? They put themselves in the time, y'all. Changed the calendar from lunar to solar. Changed your understanding of what time is. To some, they may say time does not exist, but time exists when it's been placed upon the system in which you live and serve yourself to. They put spells on you, y'all. They've narrowed your life down. They control your life. They've usurped your mind and fed you lies from the start. The first lie that they showed you, if we're going to talk about time, is based upon their calendar. They're teaching you a full circle is 365 degrees. Think about it. Based upon their heliocentric model, to keep your mind thinking that we're on a spinning ball earth, that resources are limited. This is how you start to create classes and hierarchies based upon the thought of limited resources and controlling masses into small lands. Y'all did see in my story, I showed y'all a little statistic, a chart. And I didn't make this chart. If you were wondering who made the chart, that chart was made by three organizations. The DOD, the United States Marine Corps, and the White House. You can't make this up, and I gave it to y'all. And on that chart, it shows you a 2025 projections. If you take a look, you'll see how many they're projected to lose. How much collateral they're looking to lose, because there's some payments that need to be given. That's their information, not mine. I just thought that I'd deliver a little truth to y'all. Because Q is not giving it to you. Right now, has you. Your heartstrings all torn up right now. As they're showing you false photos. And giving you breadcrumbs of children being saved. From underground tunnels and deep underground military bases called DUMS. One of my friends went right to the fence right in front of the tents that they have, the triage tents, and took video. Took many videos. What Q is showing y'all is not what my friend had showed me. What Q is showing y'all is not what maybe some of your friends have showed y'all, or if you're from that area, NYC. Just let you know, I give massive protective and healing vibrations to y'all right now. Because y'all are going through some true fuckery right now up there. I'll tell you that much. And that's the only word that I can use for it. Because right now, as we're underneath an MK Ultra mind control operation live action role play, I have to use that word because that is what's happening to the psyche. Now check this. Yeah, there are going to be some children that are going to be saved. There are going to be. Because right now, those tunnels and those deep underground military bases, Q is going to tell y'all that they're being destroyed right now. That earthquakes that are being felt is because they're destroying deep underground military bases, that they're collapsing them. And they show you photos of these deep underground military bases. And they say that their enemy doesn't even know that the storm is coming upon them. And I hope y'all know that some of y'all just waking up to this Q information the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, year, 2 years, even 3 years, which many of y'all that have been riding the Q train haven't been on the Q train for 3 years. But if you have, understand that that's coming off of a different Q script that's already been given to the ones in the agencies. The ones in the digital masonry. Cicada 3301. And all of the other dark craft cyber Masonic initiatory organizations. Yeah, Q's not talking about that. Q's got ones thinking right now that the swamp is being drained. That all of these organizations and companies are being sued. Guess what? They probably are being sued. I worked for Apple for 8 years. Do you know how many times we got sued? Y'all know what happens when you get sued? Especially an organization like Google. Even $50 million is a slap on the wrist. And it takes a long time. Right now, yeah, some kids are gonna be saved. And they are gonna have to give the masses, the population, a bone. because this information's already been blown wide open a few years ago while everybody was so distracted and wrote off all of the information that was presented. Social media is a powerful tool, y'all. A powerful tool to keep the mind distracted. I apologize that I don't really acknowledge y'all a whole bunch when you guys are asking questions and everything like that. Feel free, you know, ask questions, talk amongst each other. When I get to going, I just get to going. To be honest with you as well, like I said, I apologize for anybody who reaches out to me and I haven't been able to respond back to them or it takes me time. Understand? I'm do a lot of things here in the third dimension. And I try to stay away from these frequencies as much as I can. But I will continue to try to reach out to y'all and answer questions. I've got a group of friends. We are working on a solution to be able to have things in an easier format. Videos and on audio broken down into sections. Also, I'll be able to have a live platform to where I can have guests on. We can do it on here as well, but I noticed that when we do that, Instagram for some reason doesn't really allow it too much, and it typically gets shut down or experience massive amounts of issues, connectivity issues as well. Exposing says, tell me if my comments are distracting you. To be honest with you, I want y'all to be so active in that chat. None of the comments distract me. They actually help me out because when I'm talking to y'all, sometimes when I do look down at the chat, you know, I do want to acknowledge some things that I do see come in, and it also allows me to know that y'all are picking up the keys that I'm putting down. So I love to see the keys get dropped there in the corner. I love to see the hearts there in the corner, the digital resonance, you know. And if there's an agent or agents in here, I love to see those peace signs. Peace them out. And if they stick around, they're gonna learn something. But like I said, I do apologize to y'all. I am not on these frequencies all like that. So, you know, I can't be reposting, you know, the different types of memes that are going around. And I can't provide y'all with photos and memes and descriptions to back up the photo. I can't do all of that. So I deliver the information like this to y'all through live voice-to-ear transmission. And not that I have anything against all of the different types of memes and stuff that are going around, but that's memetic warfare. And I'm not a meme soldier. I'm on the front lines. I'm delivering y'all information through experience, through knowledge, through wisdom. Wisdom just for the simple fact that I gained the knowledge through experience. So, before we get into anything else, sometimes I like to, I'm a reader, and I love to read books, physical, in my hand, not on the digital, and I like to sometimes read from this book because it's just such amazing information that's so relevant, and this book's a couple years old. You know, I've had this book for like 4 years, I think it was made even a few years before that. It's so relevant though. Yeah, and it's just worded so great. But I just wanted to read from it real quick. Just from this part that says, mercury and vaccines are poison. It says, heavy metals, no matter how minuscule, should never be introduced to humans. Mercury is dangerous, heavy metal in its natural quicksilver form, but it's even more dangerous when the neurotoxin methylmercury is released into the environment by human activity. In both organic and inorganic forms, mercury wreaks havoc with the nervous system, especially in the developing nervous system of a fetus. Mercury penetrates all living cells of the human body and has been documented to increase the risk for autism. This calls into question mercury's use in dental fillings, vaccines, and just about anything containing high fructose corn syrup, a near staple in the American diet, as well as in baby food. Paradoxically, the Corn Refiners Association naturally supports this chemical, and yet makes the disclaimer that mercury is dangerous at any level. Where was the Public Health Service and the American Academy of Pediatrics during all these years mercury exceeded regulatory safety levels? And secondly, why were they not aware of the extensive literature showing deleterious effects on the developing nervous system of babies? As we shall see, even these experts seem to be cloudy on the mercury literature. How did they miss that? And then it goes into more, but you know, just wanted to read that real quick because I opened the page to that and it's so relevant. By the time a child is 3 years old, they would have received 78 shots. Vaccines in these shots? Y'all do understand that one of the main ingredients in it is mercury, y'all. Mercury is a heavy metal. As the book said, penetrates all the cells in humans at a cellular molecular level. When you have mercury, such a heavy metal, introduced into the body, it slows down the flow of electricity in the body. And as we've established, we're electrical beings. Your electrical system, which is your neurological system, when you have heavy metals going through your body, slows it down. You feel me? These vaccines have mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde is one of the first ingredients in a vaccine. How do you chelate these metals through your body? Because many of y'all have so many heavy metals going through the body. Something like this. Living water makes it she legit. You feel me? She legit the minerals that help chelate heavy metals through your body, especially at a time like now, as the frequencies are going up. We're almost at 5G, and at 5G, as they start ramping it up to 60 gigahertz is the frequency that starts to alter and saturate the molecular structure of oxygen and H2O. Once that starts happening, many different health effects start happening to you. It begins to be very difficult to breathe. It would be the equivalent as if you were taking an expedition to the highest points of the mountains. If you're not used to the altitude, you can't breathe. Why? Because the oxygen is thin. The air is thin. Because the oxygen molecule is becoming a little bit more saturated the higher up you go. Well, guess what? All of the spraying that they're doing in the skies, they're lowering the atmosphere. They're lowering the atmosphere so that 5G can move through the nanoparticulates that are being sprayed through the skies. Because 5G and 60 gigahertz is such a small millimeter wave that it needs to have nodes every single place. Soon, you're going to be a physical node. But until then, don't worry, they got it covered. Your phone is the node, and you've got your phone on you always. At 60 gigahertz, this is also where brain waves start to communicate to each other on a spectrum that you can't see. You want to know how Elon Musk is able to pull off Neuralink? Through 5G, 60 gigahertz wavelengths. I hope someone's recording this so that we can get a recording of this and get it put up. Obviously, it should be hitting all of the major streaming platforms, but we're going to want to start hosting videos as well. We got some things in the works to be able to do so. And when I say we, I've got a team that I've been working with that we're going to be creating some solutions. We've got some big things to be able to start delivering life water to y'all. Water that's not dead, it's living water. And get Sheila Jit out to y'all. And get protective clothing out to y'all, which are going to help repel the frequencies that are within that 802.11, the dirty electricity, the radiation. I've been working hard out here trying to get solutions figured out. Because not too many people are. Everybody's still sitting on their hands, waiting for the country to open back up. Waiting to go back to their job. Some of y'all don't have a job right now. Some of y'all don't know if you're going to have a job next month. Now, as the first 3 weeks has been play for many. Many partying, having fun, grilling, buying all the alcohol, all the meats. Silly, y'all. Now some people are starting to think, hold on a second. These stimulus checks haven't come yet. There's all this money that they're talking about. Now they're talking about loans. Y'all know what loans are, right? Loans aren't free money. Loans are money that you've got to take out and pay back later. And if you don't pay back later, all of your assets are theirs. You want to see how an economy get started back up right from the debt economy that it started with and that you think is ending? Y'all do see that all the mom and pops, all the small-time corporations or companies, I should say, because the corporate entities are still good. They're receiving big-time military contracts. The new bailout. The average American citizen is one car accident away from being homeless. And you're about to be hitting 1 month of not working. Some of y'all been running to your stores, your groceries, stockpiling a little bit of food. Some of y'all out there ate through your stockpile already. Watch what happens if money is not in the hands of the ones who don't have work in the next 3 weeks to a month. Y'all do know that this is just getting started, right? I showed y'all just a few contracts worth billions of dollars awarded to companies that they're gonna be all right. Because war is very profitable on both ends. Why? Because at the end of the day, the wars are overseen by the players of the game. Win or lose, they win. We lose. And y'all do know that we could be outside of that system overnight. But like I said, some of us are just waking up. Infants. And as infants can be swayed by any information. And when you've got information coming from a quantum computer backed by the patriotic masses as they wake up into it, and it seems such the American hero script. It's nationalism, y'all. And you have to create nationalism within your country. Especially during war times. Saudi Arabia and China are not purchasing oil through Saudi Arabia anymore. And as I was letting you know last stream, this was established, a backhand deal to establish the petrodollar during World War I. The reason why that war even was created. You know who was involved? Prescott Bush in the House of Saud. Prescott Bush and his fellow bonesmen. And their high-level Masonic societies. Through also Crowleyism. Aleister Crowley and the dark craft and the dark arts. Saudi Arabia and the United States overthrew Great Britain, BP, British Petroleum, overthrew them and took over the Golan Heights and started the process of the destabilization of the Middle East to establish a place called Israel on the land of Palestine, slaughtered them out too. And our continuing expansion right down to this very space and time continuum. Iran is next on the hit list right now. Are y'all within these past 3 weeks enjoying what you're seeing as far as the preview to what communism looks like? Because this current situation that we're in has created socialists overnight. And socialism is the precursor to communism. America is about to be under occupation, y'all. As a matter of fact, we already are. And I just gave y'all one way from an app called TikTok. They know and have information and data on everybody. And you think that over this false cold, this false flu, this false pandemic, that the WHO, the World Health Organization, is in the best interest of the US citizens? Then you've got another thing coming. Because the WHO is in the palm of the Chinese government. and that little dude Fauci that you see speaking behind the podium, who's been around for the past 40 years at the forefront of all of the different pandemics and diseases that they've given to the masses. Fauci serves as main chair on the Bill and Linda Gates Foundation. Bill and Linda Gates Foundation, which is the main financial backer to the vaccines. Some of y'all don't know how everyone's tied together, how everyone belongs to the same societies that wants your blood. Baby aborted fetuses, fetal cells are contained within the vaccines as well. They make cannibals out of you. Bloodlusting cannibals. Bloodlusting, hateful, scared in fear is where they bring the consciousness. The Red Cross, known for blood, taking your blood. The Red Cross, which is also on the shield and the breast icon of the Templars. The Red Cross or the Rose Cross, the secret society of the Rosicrucians, the Rosy Cross, and the Red Shield, the shield with the Red Cross or the Rose Cross, the Rosicrucians, Red Cross, Red Shield, Rothschild. Understand the words that are being said and where it all filters to. There's a ship over on the East Coast and a ship on the West Coast. A couple hundred stainless steel surgical rooms. The White House addresses, they're telling you the procedures that they're now using for COVID-19 are plasma solutions. Y'all need to understand what's happening in Switzerland right now in regards to COVID-19. And if you realize what's happening there, then you would realize the very thing that who they're connected to and the reason why their flag looks the way that it looks. And why the elite and ones who have massive amounts of fiat currency notes place their notes in a Swiss bank, y'all. Some of y'all have been waking up or opening your eyes to information and listening to a cat named Joe Rogan as if he's the authority of delivering you some next level information. And you don't even realize that his main sponsor comes from a company named 23andMe, y'all. An organization that will trace back your and works with your genes, your coding, requires blood. And they're working within the DNA space. Joe Rogan is a shill. Paid opposition underneath the Mossad, and that's facts. Hate to say it. And the proof is out there. All one needs to do is look or have eyes to see. So, as I had mentioned, and I'm gonna break it down just a little bit more, we're at war, y'all. And when I say we, I don't mean us. We are at a different war, but most of us are asleep to it. But there's a world war happening right now. As China and Russia are no longer purchasing oil through Saudi Arabia, guess what? That means that fiat currency notes, or the petrodollar, goes down in value. As it's already been going down in value. It's valueless. It's not even backed by gold or silver. It's only backed by the selling and buying of oil. Y'all wonder why gas prices are so cheap right now? It's because there's a stockpile of it. They can't get rid of oil right now. Oil right now is cheaper than water. Make that make sense. Oil right now is cheaper than water. China has stopped all supplies from going to the United States. And Q and the mainstream media, the narrative, is going to give you a script that we shut our borders down from all of them. And as I said, y'all wonder why there's a mad dash right now for medical supplies to be being made in the US, and all corporations have put halt to their regular assembly productions of products to give to the consumers, and have allocated all of their efforts to production of war systems and medical supplies. Because the stage is being set for war, and China is already working off their 5G systems. Huawei has already jumped the gun on their systems. So the United States needs to go full steam ahead to get their 5G systems in place. You've got Israel and the United States also attacking Iran for no reason, as Iran has complied to all of their outrageous sanctions that have been placed upon them. And the United States will do anything to destabilize the Middle East, as they literally will lie and say countries have weapons of mass destruction, and give any reason to go in and invade and slaughter out thousands and thousands of innocents. This is mass genocide and homicide, y'all. And ritualistic mass slaughterings for blood, for resources, for control and expansion. Right now, the head CEOs sold off all of their shares, dipped out. Some of your favorite stars and celebrities, the ones that have been worshipped, the idols, you're being fed a script that they're all going down for the things that they've been a part of. They're all getting set up to escape. And when I say escape, This is a breakaway society. Many are going into their deep underground military bases, y'all. Many are going within mountain bunkers, y'all. And when 5G goes live, and we're working off of systems that most of y'all still don't know about, quantum computers that can make digital composite imagery that you wouldn't know the difference between if it was human or CGI. They've got your favorite actors and actresses being duplicated in CGI, and you would not even have a clue that it's a CGI that's speaking to you, an artificial intelligence, and not your favorite celebrity. At this point, you wouldn't even recognize what your favorite celebrity even looks like compared to what they looked like 10 years with all the plastic surgery that they've been undergone through, y'all. What reality am I living in? Because I'm living in a reality where the script, the QAnon script, I seen the whole script 5 years ago, y'all. I was involved with receiving the information 5 years ago. I was deep within a private contracting company that worked with these algorithms, y'all. Y'all heard of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030? They're fast-tracked now. They're ahead of schedule now. Y'all see how easily the world becomes so submissive so quick. Where's the petitions at, y'all? Who's petitioning to slow 5G down? Where's a collaborative effort to slow this down? All right now everybody is doing is abiding by what they want you to do. For one, on a metaphysical level, they already have you hexing one another by social distancing at 6 feet. They put a hex on you. They put a hex on everyone else. They also make it so easy for the quantum computer to identify you, pinpoint and track you, because when you social distance yourself at least 6 feet from someone, now the algorithms can really start to pinpoint you down and finalize your digital composite. But guess what, y'all? Some of y'all have had your eyes squinted, but some of y'all have had your eyes wide and open. And for the cats that have their eyes wide open, who are on the front lines with me, we're out here now putting in the work. So keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open to the PSYOP. Realize the moves that are happening geopolitically. We're at war. Currently, right now, Israel and the United States are looking to occupy now Iran. Iran does not have a centralized banking system. Keep your eye open for the next movements as we move into higher frequencies, into the 5G, as they now start locking it down to make sure that they have you tagged and tracked, and also under a state of fear and martial law, so they can continue to do what they want to do, and that's literally implement the Chinese governmental system upon the earth. Communism. Where the elite rule and you can't say nothing about it. Or else you become executed. They can execute you whenever they choose. And they're building a profile on you right now. I love each and every one of you. 5 seconds left. Feel free to reach out to me. Love y'all. I'm out.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.